Shalom, everyone, and today we're studying Parashat Vayetze, Genesis chapter 28, verse 10. Just to have some short explanation of the main issue of the Parashah, because it's a long Parashah with many events. However, the main topic, Vayetze. The word Vayetze Yaakov means, and Jacob gone out. And now there are many commentators asking the question, why do we have to hear that Jacob got out? Because if he went to Haran, he left Beersheba and he went to Haran in what is today Turkey. So Kurdistan in Turkey. So what is the why you have to say he got out? Because when somebody goes from one city to another, of course he got out. You don't have to say that. Of course, we have over here a very deep thing, and we try to cover that in just few words. The word Vayetze, and he got out, is very important because one of the main thing in today's world is about humans' ability to reinvent oneself. Because if you cannot get out of the box and reinvent yourself, you're basically frozen, stuck, you're not getting anywhere. And that's one of the ways people talk about, you know, goals in life, to reinvent yourself, get out of the box. So how do you do that? And here we have some very important ideas in it, because there are many hints over here about the connection to just the first verses. And Jacob got out, and then it says, verse 11, Vayifga b'makom, he hit a place, the place. We know that when it says the place, it always means the place of the foundation stone, the Holy of Holies, the place that later on God told King David and then King Solomon to build the first temple. This is the place also of the binding of Isaac, where the birth of Jacob was in preparation. So like the legend says, and Jacob did what is called kfitzat haderech, in modern language, like maybe in English. He teleported himself from Beersheba to Haran. However, the creator messed up his coordinates, and suddenly he woke up, he found himself in the Holy of Holies. As the legend is saying, God said, you're going to Haran, and you're not passing in my place. Okay, I want you here. And then something happened. Vayalen Sham, he slept over there because the sun set in the middle of the day. So here we have two things. We are talking about teleportation. We're talking about kfitzat aderech, or as it's can be called in today's language, quantum leap, which means leaving one place and appearing in another place. This is magic. Although we read about this in many Kabbalistic books about people who had the ability to do kfitzat aderech. For instance, he speaks about the Arizal. He offered his students to do kfitzat aderech, which means to have a quantum leap from Tzfat to Jerusalem and bring the Mashiach. There was some doubts about it, so he said, okay, never mind. Maybe sometimes else, another time. And the stories continue, I think, even later when Rabbi Chaim Vital, he did kfitzat aderech from Hebron to from Jerusalem to Damascus, because the Pecha, or the Sultan, wanted him to do some magic. And never mind, but there are many recordings about, testimonies about it. You know, me myself, I knew few people who saw kfitzat aderech in their own eyes, in my family, that they saw that happening. How can you explain that? And why is it spoken about over here? And then it says another thing. It took 12 stones, the legend says, from this place, and he put around his head. When later on we read that he got up and he put oil upon the stone, and the sages are asking, how come there were 12 stones? How come they became one stone? The stones became one stone overnight. So we have another issue. God is appears to Jacob. That was the dream, the famous dream, when he was sleeping that night, the dream about the ladder from the heaven to the earth and the angels climbing up and down the ladder. And God is promising Jacob, the land you're sleeping on is promised to your children. And the legend is saying that God took the whole land of Israel and folded it under Jacob. It's like, you don't need that story. Literally speaking, you say that means the land of Israel. No. All of these legends speak about one thing, quantum leap. What does it mean? Basically the idea that reality can change itself through our actions and intentions and meditations. Okay, which means you can do the illogical, and that is bringing us to the understanding of miracles. Parashat Vayetzi is always being read in the beginning of the month of Kislev, the month of miracles, that is ended by the celebrating the holiday of Hanukkah, the holiday of miracles. But what is a miracle? The Psalms is saying Nes. The word Nes, miracle in Hebrew, is coming from the words Lanus v'Leitnosses, to flee up and above. What does that mean? It means that the miracle is not something that happens. Miracles are being created. Miracles are being generated. Miracles are being brought upon us when we do the right thing. How do we generate miracles? That is a story. Because if we look at our reality, the simple way is reality has seven directions. Right and left, that's a logical reality. Right and left, back and forth, up and down, and ourselves, because without me believing in reality, there's no reality. So the number is seven. When Jacob is leaving, it says, Vayetze Yaakov, and Jacob is getting out of Be'er Sheva, the well of seven. That's the name of the city, Be'er Sheva, and it's seven. He leaves Be'er Sheva and he hits the miracle. Let me explain. The miracle is the ability of a human being to create what's impossible by his logic, which means the only limitation that we call it, the box, is our logic. It's our perception of reality. So when you get out of that box, Vayetze Yaakov, Mibe'er Sheva. You get out of this box and you reach outside the box. What is there outside the box? So here comes another word. The word is Vayetze, is getting out. And then when you're outside the box, you hit Metzi'ah, finding. What does it mean, a finding? So the Talmud is teaching us when you find something, and what does it mean, finding something? You never meant to find it. Otherwise, it's not called metzia. The definition of the word metzia, a find, is something you were not looking for. As you know, Einstein used to say, the logic that got you into the problem won't get you out of the problem. So when you get out of the box, you find metzia, logic that you had no idea that it's possible. Okay, what is logical belongs to the box. Outside the box, it's another logic that you cannot create it with the old logic. So it is a metzia. It's a find. It's something that is being recreated, or something that was created out of nowhere, from outside the box. That's called an invention. In Hebrew, met hamtza'a. Vayetze metzia hamtza'a. The same root that is always coming from the word to get out. When you get out, you find another logic. Then you are able to reinvent reality, yourself, whatever you're going through. And then you get a new reality, metziut. So all of these words coming from the same word, and basically this figures out human calling. Our calling is to create, to be creators. We were created in the image of God. We need to create in order to follow our calling. Therefore, the Creator puts us into different boxes, into different Be'er Shevas, into different situations in which we feel endangered or enclosed, limited, stuck. All because there is a surrounding light. What's a surrounding light? It's a light of the Creator that is awaiting us, that is surrounding us. We can feel something different is waiting for us, is there, and I'm seeking for it, I'm looking for it. Why? Because I can't stand being in the box. Because when I'm in the box, I'm limited. I cannot be a creator and be limited. I cannot be a creator when I have no freedom, that I feel I have no freedom. I feel that I'm locked in somewhere. So this is the month of miracles, and the miracles are all about creating a higher logic. How do you create a higher logic? And here we come to one of the most important perceptions of reality. We learn that the Creator created us in His image. However, there's another expression of the old sages that they say that more than the calf wants the milk, his mother cow wants to feed him with the milk. And that is being said about us and the Creator. More than we want to feed from God, pleasure, excitement, energy, power. Whatever God wants to give us. So if you think that God is somehow doesn't want to give you have a big mistake. More than you want, He wants to give you. However, we learn through Kabbalah, you cannot give somebody happiness. You cannot give somebody love. You cannot give somebody success. All of these must be acquired by oneself. The moment you find yourself blaming others for not having whatever, you are in the wrong place. Why? You are going against the flow of the universe. The flow of the universe is about a human being must create something out of nothing. Vayetze, outside the box, invention. Recreating your reality in order to be really satisfied and happy, you have to create yourself all over again and again and again. This is why creation, as we know it, with all its limitations and darkness and obstacles and injustice, all of that has been created for one purpose, to give us the ability. Here's the box, get out of the box. How do I get out of the box? So we understand something very important. There are people who will never get out of the box. These kind of people, they always have a problem for every solution. Every time you raise a solution to their problem, they'll find already another problem that does not allow that solution to be the right solution. After a few times, you realize they don't want a solution. They prefer to sit in the darkness in the box, complain and blame and be victims, and that leads nowhere till they are willing to relinquish that state of mind, till they are willing to let go of the box. The box is what you know, where you are acquainted with, and a lot of people that are too tired to risk getting out to somewhere you've never been for. So you already know the old grievances and the negative emotions, and you just like you're just in love with that. We all have moments like this. We know people with moments like this. You cannot redeem those people without them willing to redeem themselves. So the secret over here is to remember when you are in a box, when you feel that you are in a dungeon, you feel that everything is stuck, that nothing goes your way, that you have no idea logically, how do I get out of it? Don't use that same logic. So what logic would you use? And there is the gate. And the gate is in this month because the month of Kislev, Sagittarius, is ruled by planet Jupiter. And the Hebrew letter that created Jupiter is the letter Gimel. And Gimel means Gomel, Gomel Dalim. Well, Gomel means giving, sharing, giving bliss, power, good power. It's always good, which means the light of grace is available during this month more than other months. It's easier to connect to that grace, that frequency of grace that you need. This is the prerequisite to get out of the box. First of all, you have to let go of all the negative attitude of it's negative, it's bad, whatever happened, it's just for the bad. It's never mind. It's called being pessimistic, or some people call it realistic. Okay? When you let go of that and say, yes, my logic sees how horrible stuff is. However, we're not here for the logic. Like, what is logical to fly an airplane? No, but airplanes were invented and people are flying today like crazy. Okay? And they don't think, how come the airplane is flying? You're flying. Okay? How many of us do really understand how the airplane that is so heavy can fly so high? We don't really understand, maybe generally speaking, some little physics, but we don't know. We still use the airplane. Is it magic? No. But is it illogical, relatively to the logic of humanity, till airplanes were invented? Oh, of course. That was thinking outside the box. That was reinventing humanity. That was reinventing the way we looked at how we can travel. So we have to understand there's always a better option. There's always a better frequency of how reality can function, how it can manifest itself. Why? Just relying on that idea that is emphasized a lot in this parasha, all over the Tanakh, the Mishnah, the Talmud. The world is always good. If the end is well, all is well. If it's not well, it's not the end. Which means if you see only half the story, it's not good because you saw only half the story. The fruit is terribly, like, has a terrible taste till it's ripe on the tree. Most of its life on the tree, it doesn't taste good. It tastes horrible. So is it horrible? No. You didn't wait enough, but the end is well. The letter Gimel is about grace. It's about bliss. It's about giving. The Creator is giving that grace every year, especially in this month. The Creator's giving and bliss is all the time easier to connect to it in this month. That's why people of the sign of Sagittarius are so optimistic and so positive and so graceful. Why? Because they experience that more than all of us. But we can experience it also. So when you're stuck and when you feel confined And when you feel that everything is closing all around you, just connect to God's sharing and grace. When you connect to that and you simply shut down all the negative noise in your lower brain, primitive brain, that is like showing terrible movies, stop the movies, show different movies, take the initiative. And that's what's called in modern psychology, being that optimist people are more successful. Why? You visualize positive pictures, your brain follows these pictures, then your emotions follow these pictures, and then reality follows your thoughts and emotions. And suddenly, you find another logic. Finally, you find outside the box. Finally, you have a different way to look at things, and then you find yourself outside of that logic. That has to be done daily, hourly. Otherwise, you're not really a human being, because if you cannot perform a miracle, you know what's the opposite? The opposite in the biblical language is Belial. Belial, it's calling evil people. It's a Hebrew word. It's also the word was adopted by English also about evil people. But Belial is a Hebrew word that means, it's two words, bli, without, ya'al, ascension. Incapable of ascending. Negative people, they blame, they take shame, they take shame and guilt, they hate that. As we know, you cannot give what you don't have. So if you feel horrible about your own self and life, that's the only thing you have to share with others, which means evil. You feel bad, you make other people feel bad also. But the moment you transcend that, you get out of that box by giving yourself in to God's love, grace, bliss, having that kind of a connection no matter what. That's why it says in the Shema, Bechol levavcha v'chol, which means with all your hearts, both hearts, the good and the evil, all your might, all your being, you really love God. And you know what happens? When you really love God, He loves you. You can feel His love back, although He loves you much, much more than you love Him. But similarities attract. So when you attach God by loving Him, you get His love, and then you can ascend above the box, and that is the definition of a miracle. Miracles are being created. So again, technically, how do you create a miracle? When you are in a natural stage of despair, pain, guilt, shame, victim, which is normal, however, you overcome those emotions, you overcome the logic saying everything is horrible, and you basically create the impossible. Although everything outside looks dire, you connect to the love, grace, and greatness of the Creator unconditionally. When you do it, when you stick to it, when you attach yourself to it, you created a miracle. You simply created a new nature for yourself. That connects you to the upper world. That connects you to the ability either to see things differently, to feel differently, and then you behave differently, and the result will be that the world around you will change because you change yourself. This is the recipe for miracles. We call it it's the recipe for the power to overcome. When we overcome all our negative reactions, and consciously, deliberately, we turn it around into excitement, happiness, love, and hope. That is the miracle. Now that things are changing, that's already a result. We see that also with Jacob. He's running away from Esau. His brother wants to kill him. Where does he run to? He runs to his uncle, his mother's brother. You think, somebody is running away to his uncle. Family, it's my mother's brother. He must be loving me. He should embrace me and protect me. And as Jacob arrives, Haran, he realizes that he fell into the lion's den. Laban was a warlock. He was an expert of the dark arts. He was a negative person. He was a cheat and a liar. Rachel, when before he meets Laban, his uncle, he meets Rachel, his cousin. They meet over at the well. Again, Isaac met Rivka on the well. Now Jacob meets Rachel by the well also. As they meet, they know they dreamt about each other all their lives, and they promise each other to get married to each other. However, Rachel explains to Jacob it's not going to be easy because her father can't be trusted. He will cheat, he will lie. So they decide to exchange signs. So during the wedding, if Lavan is switching Rachel with somebody else, there will be a sign they will exchange with each other. And if the bride does not exchange the sign, Jacob will know this is not Rachel. He was cheated. So why do you need to do that? Because Rachel is already telling her future husband, look, it's not going to be easy because my father will do everything possible not to give you what you want. So, during that night, 7 years, Jacob is working in order to pay for his bride, for the love of his life. And that day, can you imagine? That day, Rachel is preparing for the wedding. She's so excited. He's so excited. And then Lavan, the father, comes to Rachel and says, no, you're not going to get to marry today. It's your older sister. Leah is going to marry Jacob. Well, I'm going to switch you, ladies. So Rachel thinks about the sign. If Leah would not know about the sign, she won't know to give the sign to Jacob during the wedding. Jacob will make a scandal. Leah will be ashamed. Rachel cannot stand the idea that her sister Leah is going to be ashamed. She's sacrificing the love of her life. She gives Leah the secret. And Leah gives a sign to Jacob. He is sure that this is Rachel. Otherwise, who would know the sign? Only in the morning he wakes up, he realizes this is Leah. Sad story. But does he divorce Leah? No, he does not. If he did not marry Leah, there won't be the 12 tribes of Israel. Remember that. Rachel gave birth only to Yosef, that had two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and Binyamin, only three tribes. Six tribes came from Leah. Two tribes came from Leah's maid, and two tribes came from Rachel's maid. So if Lavan did not cheat Yaakov, there won't be 12 tribes of Israel. So we realize again that we always have to think that whatever we want, God wants to give us even more than that. And in order to allow God to do that, we have constantly get out of the box. Now, so what happened to that idea? Rachel is in bed with Leah, says the Zohar. Jacob knows that he's sure that this is Rachel. He's totally occupied meditating and that night to bring the soul of Joseph into that pregnancy. He wakes up in the morning, and that's Leah. And who came from that night? Reuben. Reuben was supposed, as the firstborn of Jacob, he was supposed to have the kingdom, the priesthood, and the birthright. He didn't get any of them. The kingdom went to Yehuda. The priesthood went to Levi. And the birthright went to Yosef. He got twice than the other brothers. He had two tribes coming out of him, Manasseh and Ephraim. How could that happen? So the Zohar explains very important idea. And you can find it in this parasha. It's a whole lot big article in the Zohar. But we can read in the Zohar Parashat Vayetze in the Sulam, verse 181. Begin the Urat Tavas Achid Bilana Dechaye. When a person has a good thought, it goes upwards, and then it unites with the tree of life. Atkef Banfoi, it's holding on to the branches of the tree of life. Achil min bay, it's eating from the fruits, from the grapes of the tree of life. Kol kiddushin v'chol bircha nafkin minei, all holiness and all bliss is coming from that tree of life. That, how do you connect to it? With a good thought. Ach sin chayin l'nafshei. Then you get life for yourself and health also for your body. Alei itmar, about it says in Jeremiah 17, Vayake et shatul al mayim val yuval yishalach sharashav velo yirek yavo chom. Will be that person will be like a tree planted over the water, by the water. And its roots are connected to the water of that spring. What does it mean? The Zohar continues, Kol divrei haolam holchim achar machshava. Everything in this world follow the thought. V'azeh katuv, and that's why it says, V'itkadishtem v'item kedushim. You should sanctify yourself and be holy. That's in Leviticus 11. Because because when you think good, you draw down holiness. That brings us back. How do we create a miracle? We are flooded by negative thoughts, negative emotions, negative vision, and we stop that, transform that, and connect, like our lives is dependent on it, to hope, positive vision, positive ideas, till we feel elated, till we are elevated, ya'al. When we elevate into positivity, then the goodness, the holiness, the bliss is being brought into our lives. That is the miracle. First, that we think positive, although our logic says everything is negative, then that positive thought becomes into positive reality. And that, how is that connected to the idea? When Jacob was thinking about Rachel at his first night with Leah, he doesn't know it's Leah, he's sure it's Rachel, because the thought was so positive, was so optimistic, was so gracious, and it was connected to one thing, to bring God's light and plan to the world, bringing the soul of Joseph. That we know, Jacob was a chariot for Sefirat Tiferet, central column of the upper triangle. If you understand, the Star of David has two triangles, Chesed Gvura Tiferet, upper triangle, Netzach Hod Yesod, lower triangle. How does Tiferet, Jacob, have a continuation? Yesod, central column of the lower triangle. That is the soul of Yosef, Tzadik Yesod Olam, Yosef the righteous. He's a tzaddik, the foundation of the world. So because Jacob all his life prepared himself, meditated upon it, so on that night he didn't realize it's not Rachel. He simply was occupied inviting, calling in the soul of Joseph in order for the plan, the great plan of the Creator will come out, and there will be a chariot for Sfirat Yesod that will allow humans to tap into the tree of life, although you start from a place that is very mundane, limited, and materialistic. That idea was so strong, says the Zohar, that his thought was so powerful, although Lavan sabotaged that night by putting Leah into Jacob's bed instead of Rachel. However, that thought was so positive, so gracious, so hopeful. The vision was so powerful, it held there. And only later, when Jacob married Rachel, then it came to fruition as Joseph. So what's left for Reuben, the firstborn of Jacob? Nothing. Yes, he was one of the 12 tribes. He did not get the kingdom and not the priesthood, as we said, and not the birthright. He was even kind of cast out because he didn't want to be in the promised land. Him and the tribe of God and half of Menashe stayed on the east side of the River Jordan. That became the land of Israel. It was not considered to be the land of Israel till they settled over there. How do we know? We know Moses did not get into the land of Israel. He was buried in that area that the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and half of Menashe, in the east bank of the River Jordan, that's where he was buried. So we have that idea that even reality, the physical reality, the perception of reality that we have, says that everything is against you. It's against all the odds that things are going to change. The more positive you think, the more positive your vision is, the greater is your hope and resilience. Now they call it in modern psychology, positive psychological capital. People that have that concentration, positivity, resilience, and hopefulness, they make more money. They achieve more success. Why? As the Zohar says, good thought, good thinking, positive, great thinking will be followed by positive, great actions. This is a great message of how do we create miracles. So Hanukkah, the story of Hanukkah, here we have a bunch of people, they rebelled against the Greek, the Syrian Greek Hellenistic Empire. They created the first guerrilla war on an ideological base against a colonial empire, because the Greeks were not, they were not from here, they were colonials. They colonized the whole Middle East. And every place they colonized, they turned it into Greek. Okay? The Jews, the Hashmonaim, did not want to be colonized. They did not want to lose their Jewish identity. They did not want to disconnect from the Torah. They believed that if they'll do whatever they need to do, Although they had no army, they didn't fight for centuries already. Still, they waged war against the great Roman Empire. It took them a few decades. Finally, they got independence. Why? The thought, the grace, the positivity will be stronger than any reality that logic will say. How could a small, tiny nation that didn't fight for centuries going to fight and win against the Hellenistic army, which was the most professional army in the world at that time? Here it is. This is the story of the miracles. We have also, as we mentioned, we have the story of the ladder, Jacob's ladder. And here the Zohar says this, the ladder and the revelation and the promise that Jacob is seeing, it's a gate to speak about prophecy. Prophecy, the ability to see the future, the ability to bring in wisdom from outside the box. So the Zohar speaks about it this way. Verse 50 in the Zohar Sulam. Chelma ihu al yedei de Gavriel. Dihu letata. בדרגה שליטה מן בואה. מראה על ידה בעוד דרגה. תאי חיה, דשאלתה בלילה. ותימה אכתיב גבריאל הבן להלז את המראה. אך אהוב ודאי, דמראה מילוי סתימין יתיר, ובחלמה פרש יתיר, ופרש סימין דמראה. ודאי פקד גבריאל והתפרש מילוי דמראה, דיו סתים יתיר. Come and see. Dreams come through the angel Gabriel. Because a dream, says the Zohar, of course is not on the same level as prophecy. A dream is 1/60th, which means it's 60 degrees down from a prophecy. And that's why it's coming through the angel Gabriel. And because it's coming through the angel Gabriel, you can't have a dream that is completely true. Dreams are always full of misleading information, interpretations. Because angel Gabriel is receiving the information of the dream, Mehod Hanukba, from Sefirat Hod of Malchut, which is the lowest and the most negative. Therefore, it can never be totally true. The moment you realize you got a dream, you got an information, has to be a mixture of truth and lies. But how could that be? That was Jacob. And the answer is Jacob was not married yet, so he was not able yet to connect to real prophecy. Only after he got married, he had the vision of God and not via a dream. So, yes, we can receive prophetic dreams. However, the sages are saying you always have to take them, by a grain of salt, which means you can't take them seriously as complete truth. You have to interpret and find the real truth behind all the disguises that you have in a dream. A prophecy is coming from much for 60 levels higher than a dream. That's receiving wisdom, knowledge, prophecy from above the logic. Still, you have to let go and shut down the noise within in order to be able to be open to receive the broadcasting from above. So what was this dream about? First of all, Jacob is dreaming where, as we said, on the foundation stone where later on King Solomon built the Holy of Holies of the first temple in Jerusalem. The Zohar continues here in the ladder. Ra'a Yaakov kesher emunah. Yaakov, he saw the connection of emunah. And we explained that emunah is the ability to connect the above and below, the light and the vessel, godliness and humanity. So that was that what the dream was about, and that's why it's called Sulam, a ladder. And it says, and Vine Hashem nitzav, and then God was standing on top of the ladder. But standing, why do we use the word nitzav, which is also being mentioned when the wife of Lot turned around and saw the explosion in Sodom and Gomorrah? Although the angels warned her not to do that, she turned into a netziv melach, a chunk of salt. So what's the connection between that word, Netziv? And here it says that God was standing on top, Nitzav, on top of the ladder. And we have to understand that all the levels that are being mentioned in this verse, when he speaks about the tetragrammaton, this is Tiferet, central column of the upper triangle. And that is inclusive of all six levels: Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzachot, Yesod, Avraham, Chochmah, Yitzchak, Bina. In this case, the earth is Malchut. And because of that, the ladder, which is Malchut, which is the symbolism of the vessel of the souls of humanity. So now it is to show that vision of humanity is receiving chesed from the right side. Now everything can be united, the left, the right, and the left, and amongst them Jacob, which is chesed gvura tiferet. He is the connection of the right and the left, the chesed and the gvura. So as we said again, so is Jacob. He is the ability to create fusion. Yes, I want to be happy. Yes, I need to be spiritual. Yes, I need to give of myself to others. When you put them all together and you create that soul that is totally committed to receive God's light because he wants to give so much and I can't say no. And he's also taking that light to do good to others so they can raise their consciousness and reconnect to God. So that was the state of Mount Jacob. Therefore, the huge amount of light over there did not burn him, did not turn him into a pillar of salt. Only in Sodom, when they didn't want to give, when they didn't want to make anybody happy. That was a story. Then she became a pillar of the tree of life. And in these verses, all the levels are being described by the names of the different parts of whatever. So we have also the understanding only when Jacob got married, he could connect to real prophecy, and that happened only later, after he married Rachel and Leah and their two maids. So, how do I deal with a dream Sometimes we have a dream. It's not just a nightmare. It's a dream about somebody else, about you, ourselves. We see us like we're looking at us from outside, and we see how horrible the future can be. Can we change it? Of course. When we get ourselves to create a miracle, instead of worrying about ourselves, giving to others, giving tzedakah, charity, to the poor, to those who study, all of that is being accumulated, and finally it creates for humanity the ability to be that side that creates, that continues the process of creation, creates something out of nothing, creates happiness out of mourning and pain. And that is the main moral of this parasha, the ability to create that miracle, and no matter how dire the situations are, to reconnect to our, as the scientists, the researchers are saying, to our that part of our brain that is incapable of having the positive psychological capital, which means the more you believe in the good, the more good will flow into your life. The more you believe in evil, evil will flow into your life. It's like the prophecy that brings itself into fruition. So you believe in something, you wish for something, you get it. Unless you do vayetze. You give, you hand yourself over to the Creator and you trust whatever will be, I will take. And always the Creator have much more to give than all the much more to give resources, power, innovation, and so on than those evil organizations and countries over the world, that they have one thing to destroy, to destroy, to destroy, to take over. Good vision is the major tool, the only tool to save ourselves and to reach the messianic ages, like really, really prepared. Thank you so much and have a great week.